Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Recordati 2010 third quarter and first 9 months results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today on Tuesday, the 26th of October, 2010. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Marianne Tatschke. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, good afternoon or good morning to everyone. Thank you for attending the Recordati conference call. Here with me today is Fritz Squindo, our CFO, who will be presenting and commenting upon our first 9 months results. For a better understanding of the numbers, I suggest you access the presentation slides on our website, www.recordati.com, under the Investors Company Presentations section. I will now hand the call over to Fritz for his presentation. Fritz?
Thank you, Marianne. Good afternoon or good morning to everybody. Recordati's profit during the first 9 months are growing. This is very important, despite the expiry of the Lercanidina patent at the beginning of the year. Consolidated revenue is 548.6 million, a slight decrease of 1.4% compared to the same period of the preceding year. International sales are down by 0.4% and now represent 72.3% of our sales. International business remains the main driver for the development of the company. Operating income at 22.6% of sales is 123.9 million, and here we have an increase of 1.6% over the same period of the preceding year. Net income is 87 million, an increase of 2.8%, higher than EBIT growth thanks to the lower financial expenses. The first 9 months of 2010 was also very positive for the visibility of our product pipeline. Important steps were achieved in the regulatory process of our new corporate product. During the period, we received marketing approval of for Silodosin in Europe and also in Russia, and we launched the product in Germany, in Ireland, and in Spain. Carbaglu in March was approved by the FDA in the US, and in July, pitavastatin was also approved in most of Europe. A significant and important step for the enhancement of our product portfolio. We entered also in the Romanian market through the acquisition of Armed, a company dedicated to the promotion of pharmaceuticals in this market, which confirms our commitment to develop the company in the new growing East European market. We also granted a number of licensing out and co-marketing agreements for our products. Zanidip was licensed to Lis Pharma in China, and which means that we continue to develop our Zanidip, our Lercanidipina, South European market. Esteva will be co-marketing pitavastatin with us in Spain, and Zambon will be our co-marketing in France for Silodosin. This is also important, which means that there is attention and good evaluation of our product portfolio in Europe, but also by other pharmaceutical companies. Then very positive first 9 months results for both financial result and development of the company. Then on slide number 2, going back to our financial results. Total pharmaceutical sales are down 1.1%. Here we have the expiry in January of the patent covering Lercanidipina in the main European countries, which involve a 26.8% reduction of this product sales, which was mostly offset by the good sales performance of the rest of our portfolio, pharmaceutical portfolio, and also by revenues generated by our international licensing out business. Revenue which are mostly linked to the licensing out agreement for Silodosin and Pitavastatin. Pharmachemicals, chemicals sales are 19 million, and which are down by 7.8 million. Sales of, then let's go more in detail on our pharmaceutical business. Sales of pharmaceutical in Italy are down by 4.2%. This is due to lower lercanidipina sales. I will comment later on more specifically on the performance of lercanidipina. Excluding lercanidipina in Italy, we underline the growth of the other product in our portfolio, of Entact, escitalopram, of the analgesic Toradol, of the Rexstat and Lovinacor, Lovastatina branded anti-cholesterol treatment, and also for the development of Transact-Lact, launched in the second half of 2009, which has contributed positively to our sales. Sales of the specialty of the treatment of rare diseases grew significantly. This is not only something weapon in Italy. In general, we have a very positive performance in all the territories of our business for the treatment of the rare diseases. Pharmaceutical sales in France. Here, sales are down by 8.3%, and this is due also in France to the decrease of Zanidip, lercanidipina, which was partly offset by the sales of Zanextra. Zanextra is our combination new product based on lercanidipina, which is a combination of lercanidipina and enalapril, which has been launched in the second quarter of 2009. And also by the sales of our own generic version of lercanidipina. We decided to enter with our own generic in the generic business of lercanidipina in France. Good performance also from other products of our portfolio, sales of methadone, and also here for the sales of the specialties for the treatment of the rare diseases. We have also launched Wistam, a systemic antihistamine product, in January of this year. Then, good performance of the other product of our portfolio and erosion of sales of our lercanidipina and zanidip. In Germany, sales are down by 11.5% due to the decreasing sales of Corifeo, our brand of lercanidipina, partly offset by sales growth of Tanipress, the combination. Among others, in Germany, sales of Ortoton are growing. Furthermore, the important Urorec, Silodosin, was introduced into the German market in June. Sales in Portugal by our subsidiary are down 5.1%, mainly due to the completion of the plan to reduce stocks in some distribution channel in the first part of the year. Our corporate products, Zanipress and Transact-Lact, contribute positively to sales. In Spain, sales are down by 3.8% due to the reduction of Zanidip sales. We underline the growth of Zanipress. Here again, we have also launched our combination and the treatment for rare diseases. In addition, Urorec was launched in Spain in September. Sales in the United Kingdom are down 33%, and this is due exclusively to the drop of Zanidip sales. Sales in the other countries in Western Europe, up by 27.9%, comprise sales of products for the treatment of the rare diseases in a number of countries, which are growing significantly. Sales in Ireland generated by Recordati Ireland, mainly linked to lercanidipine, and sales in Greece generated by our subsidiary, Recordati Hellas, also here mainly represented by corporate products. Sales in Russia, Turkey and the other EU countries increased by 33.3%, which means strong development in the new growing market in which we have decided to enter. In particular, revenue generated in Russia and the other countries within the CIS is 19.9 million, up by 34% over the same period of the preceding year. Sales in Turkey are 20.2 million, up 49.6%, and include sales of lercanidipine, uruspas, flavoxate, and ginolomexin, fenticonazole, which were previously marketed by licensees and now sold directly by our subsidiary. But overall, a very good performance of our new subsidiary, Jeni Recordati in Turkey. Sales generated by Erbakos Recordati in the Czech and Slovak Republics are 8.7 million euros, slightly up compared to the same period of the preceding year. Sales in these countries of our treatment for the rare diseases increased significantly by 69%. And overall, good performance in the new growing market. Then we have these other international sales who comprise the sales and other revenues from our licenses for the original drug, as well as Bucela export sales. The 5.3% increase is due mainly to the growth in revenue generated by our licensing outlet. Then here we recorded the revenue linked to the down payment linked to new contracts signed for silodosin and pitavastatin agreement. Slide number three, here we have geographical breakdown of our pharmaceutical revenue. And as you can see, it's important, over 70% of our sales is generated by our international operations. And I would like to underline almost 10% of sales comes from our newly acquired subsidiary in Russia and other CIS countries, Turkey and Czech Republic and Slovakia, and finally Romania, which is not important, but we expect to can improve going forward. Main product sales. Sales of zanidip, lercanidipine. Slide number four. Due to the expiration of the patent, are down by 26.8%. And this is due to the generic competition. More in detail. Direct sales to the market decreased by 35.7%. This reduction is mainly due to the lower sales in Italy, 41.8%, which derives mostly from price reduction, and the loss in sales in France, 31.1%, which principally due to lower sales volume. Direct sales in the other European countries have suffered an overall reduction of 17.8%, which means that in the other part of Europe, we have an impact due to generic competition, but not so important, so tough as in Italy, as in France. Sales to licensees, which represent 43.6% of total lercanidipine sales, are down by 10.7%, which means again that in the other part of the world, we are keeping sales, but the decrease is less important than in France and in Italy, which are the two markets in which the impact of generic competition is more important. Let's move to Zanipress, our new combination product. Now it's sold directly by Recordati and/or its licensees in 16 countries, which include important markets in Germany, France, Spain, and Australia. And further launches are planned during 2010. The new product is growing on all our markets. Other corporate products include sales of fenticonazole, flavoxate, Kenthera, rupatadine, Transact, Lovenox, and silodosin, and sales of this product are growing significantly, mainly due to the contribution of the new product, Transact Lact in Italy and Portugal, Wistan, which is rupatadine in France, and so on. Lovenox in Greece, essentially. Then we have our specialties that indicated for the treatment of rare and orphan diseases, which are sold directly all over Europe, in Turkey and in the Middle East, and through partners in the other part of the world. Sales of this product increased by 25.3%, with all products growing strongly. Slide number five, composition of revenue by business. Here we can see a graph with the breakdown of sales by product classes. As explained before, Zanidip sales decreased following the expiry of the lercanidipina patent. Sales of Zanipress are growing due both to addition of new markets and as well as to growth in existing markets. As I said, growth in the other corporate products includes the addition of Transatlant in the second half of 2009, the addition this year of Lopressor and the launch of Rupatadine in France, and the launch of Eurorec, which is not significant in terms of sales, but is significant in terms of starting selling our new proprietary product in Germany, Ireland, and Spain. As mentioned before, sales of orphan drug are growing strongly and now represent over 8% of sales. A significant and solid part of our revenue is generated by the product portfolio sold locally by our various subsidiaries. First 9 months 2010 result. Slide number six. We have already discussed and comment our product sales. In the period, revenue generated by our licensing out activity in the form of upfront payment of new agreement is 12.9 million, an increase of 9.4 million over the same period of the preceding year. Gross profit is 369.1 million with a margin of 67.3 on sales, slightly down compared to that of the first half 2009, and this is obviously due to the lower proportion of lercanidipina to total sales, but in part offset by significant revenue from upfront payments. Going to the sales, selling expenses decreased compared to the same period of the preceding year following the restructuring of the sales organization completed by the end of 2010. R&D expenses decreased to 35.6 million, essentially mainly due to lower amortization charges, and G&A expenses are down by 3.2%. Other expenses net of other income are 4.2 million and include a provision of 1.5 million euro to cover an estimated contribution which may be required from the pharmaceutical industry if the Italian National Healthcare Scheme budget is exceeded. This is the same provision that we had in the 6 months result, which means no other accrual in the third quarter. Then we have the 2.1 million euro due to the payback to AIFA in substitution of the 5% price reduction on selected products. We have another contribution of 0.5 million due to the Italian healthcare scheme resulting from the mandatory discount of 1.83 on the retail selling price of Benicin in place starting from July 2010. And we have also here a provision of 0.6 million to cover compensation due following the sentence issued by the Milan Court of Appeal in respect of the litigation with certain saving shareholders. Going to the financial part, net financial charges are 3.3 million, a decrease of 1.2 due to the lower interest rate, to the reduction of bank overdraft and short-term loan, and to currency exchange gain. The effective tax rate during the period is 27.8%, slightly above than the same period the preceding year, and finally net income is 87 million, an increase of 2.1% over the same period of preceding year. The growth is higher than that recorded by operating income, tend to lower financial charges. Let's move to the third quarter results. Here, revenue is 172.4 million, down 2.6% compared to the same period of 2009. Pharmaceutical sales are 166.3 million, decreasing by 2.5%, and pharmaceutical chemical sales at 6.1 million euro are down by 5.1%. Explanation regarding the cost part, the explanation provided for the 9 months also applied to gross profit. The reduction is due mainly to the different portion of lercanidipine in our portfolio, and SG&A R&D in the quarter are in line with the first 9 months result. And this is also true for our other expenses net, which include here the payback of 0.5 million and the contribution of 0.5 million to the Italian public healthcare scheme. And as I have already commented, the 0.6 million provision for the sentence issued by the Milan Court of Appeal in respect of the litigation with certain saving shareholder. Net income is 27.8 million, up by 1%. And I think this is important, that our profitability in the third quarter increased in terms of operating income by 1.7%, in terms of net income by 1%. Financial position, cash generation during the first 9 months, 2010, is significant. At end September 2010, the net financial position turned positive, following a net cash increase of 39.8 million. Over the position at 31st December 2009, this despite considerable cash outlay during the period. The most important are dividends paid for an amount of 54.4 million. Then we have an amount of 14 million was paid to Novartis for the acquisition at the beginning of the year of Lopressor, the beta blocker Lopressor, metoprolol. A 6.3 million milestone was paid to Kissei following the approval of silodosine, and end of June an installment of 4.5 million was paid for the acquisition of the marketing rights. It's a second installment for this acquisition, for the acquisition of the rights to Transact Lux. Then very strong cash generation. Let me finish my presentation with our 2010 target, slide number 9. The results that have been achieved in the first 9 months have led us to review our 2010 target. We now expect to achieve sales of around 725 million, operating income of around 155 million, and net income of around 105 million. This target requires a comment. In particular, for 2010 EBIT, in 2010 EBIT, we include possible upfront payments for new pipeline product under study, which means that in the last quarter of the year, we expect our R&D expenses to increase significantly due to this possible upfront payment for the rights of new product to be developed. If these do not materialize, the result would be even better. We have included this milestone, even if we have not yet signed the contract, because we are in advanced stage in some negotiation. Then, regarding 2011, we will issue our new targets in February when we release our preliminary 2010 results. However, for 2011, I can say that keeping in mind the 2010 performance, but also keeping in mind the effort required for the launch of the new products, in 2011 we expect to continue the launch of Urorec, of silodosine, and we expect to start launching pitavastatina. We have obtained the approval of pitavastatina in July 2010, and then in the second half, we expect the main launches for this product. Due to all this impact, we can expect for 2011 a profitability to be comparable with that we expect to achieve in 2010. We don't want to enter more in detail on this 2011 target, but we will release, as usual, this target more clearly in our presentation when we release the 2010 result, but an indication of that we can, we, the expectation is to maintain comparable profitability as the same achieved in 2010 also for 2011.
Okay, thank you, Fritz. We are now open for questions. Please state your questions.
We will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, that's star 1 to ask a question. Your first question comes from Maurizio Moretti from UniCredit. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Maurizio Moretti from UniCredit Milan. I have a number of questions, but let's start with the cash flow generation. If I'm not wrong, there has not been cash generation in Q3, given that the net financial position at the end of June was already 20 million.
Oh, negative.
It was negative.
Sorry. the cash flow generation was 40 million euro in Q3.
Okay.
Sorry for this. The second question regard give us some indication of the launch of Silodrin in Germany and Spain. In terms of, if not possible in numbers, in terms of trend expected going forward. And if I may, another question regarding the acquisition of ArtMed. I wonder if there are already some contribution in the Q3 results.
Okay. Then, regarding cash flow is okay. Regarding Silodosin, we have launched in July in Germany, but in particular beginning of September in Ireland and end of September in Spain. But we are still in the launch phase. No sales are, and the sales are not yet significant to be commented. And we cannot comment on this because we are at the beginning of the launch. Regarding ArtMed, we have no significant impact because for the time being, for ArtMed, we have bought essentially a promotional sales organization with a low level of sales. We are starting selling fenticonazole directly in Romania through the sales organization of ArtMed, but the impact is absolutely not significant in our P&L.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Martino De Ambroggi from Equita. Please ask your question.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. First question is on the upfront you mentioned is included in your full year guidance this year. I can imagine for negotiations are ongoing, so it's impossible to have a precise amount, but should we take it in the region of 2-4 million euro? Is it reasonable?
No,
the question is how much? No, we cannot give you clear indication, but we are talking, we have included in our guidance upfront payment which are in the region of 5 to 10 million euros.
So without this, the new guidance would have been 160, 165 million.
Yes, but this is something that we would like to have 155 and the rights of the new product.
Okay, just to understand. So the second question is connected to the first one. So you mentioned 2011 similar profitability. First, at what level? So gross profit, EBIT margin, And obviously, now that we know what is the upfront you mentioned for 2010, if we are referring to the 155 including the milestone or the 165 without the milestone.
Okay, we are talking about EBIT margin as usual, not gross margin.
Okay.
But this is a general comment. We will give you clear target in February, and the indication is if we have some new products in the pipeline, probably we have also to invest for the clinical development. But and then we can consider the upfront payment exceptional in terms of amount in 2010, but to this new agreement could be related some new investment for clinical development. And I cannot comment more in detail. For us, comparable means that we are in line with what we expect to achieve in 2010.
Okay, but Fritz, sorry to insist, but there is more than one percentage point of difference between the guidance with or without the upfront. So I take as a reference for 2011 the 22.7% that could come out without the upfront.
In margin, I just thought.
No. Yeah, in terms of margins.
Yes, but we would like to give a sort of indication, but I cannot comment on so specific margin for 2011. I'm not allowed to do because
we are
in the budget process. Today we have approved the first 9 months result, not the budget 2011. That I'm not, I cannot comment more that I've already said.
I'm not
allowed to give you so clear indication for 2011 because this indication will be released in February as usual. But the message is the business is doing very well. Now we expect an increase in the R&D mainly due to upfront payment, but we can continue to invest also in 2011, and then the profitability will be comparable to what we expect to achieve in 2010.
Okay, sorry. Forget about my previous indication with a specific number, so 22.7% for return on sales, but roughly when we talk about a similar profitability, we are referring to the adjusted or not adjusted?
But it's not adjusted to the justice. The milestone is not something exceptional. It's not a one-time. It's something which is related to the business. It's part of our business development. We have, for our development, we have to pay upfront payment. We have to pay clinical development. That is not something exceptional. It's not one-time cost. It's a part of the development.
Yeah, that's clear. So I leave the room to others. Thank you.
Next question comes from Jo Walton from Credit Suisse. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon. Two questions, please. Could you give us some idea of the total impact of austerity measures that have been that you've seen so far in the third quarter? And, you know, maybe in either hundreds of millions on sales or percentage of sales, and what you would expect that to be for the full year in 2011. And secondly, are you seeing more success in in-licensing? Is your early success with psilocybin, for example, sort of breeding a better outlook, allowing you to do more deals? Or could you comment on the, you know, your ability to in-license more products, particularly GP-type products?
Okay. Regarding the austerity measures, more I can comment country by country. It's difficult to give you a number regarding the first 9 months impact. We have the major impact that we had in our P&L result is a 7.5% price reduction or discount in Spain. We have the price reduction in Greece, which is different product by product. In Italy, we have this new contribution to the healthcare system, which is starting from July, 1.83 on the price, public price, which means around 3% on the ex-factory price. And in Germany, there are an increase of discount to Krankenkassen from 6 to 16%. And some price reduction due to new reference price. We are talking about millions of euros. It's not a minor impact, but has been already included in our first 9 month result. I have not here the precise number because we don't want to manage the business excluding what unfortunately is part of our life. The effort is to try to offset and to compensate this measure with the volume increase, development of the other products, and so on. What we expect for 2011, clearly all these measures, even if are considered transitory, we expect, for example, in Spain to be confirmed, in Italy to be confirmed, and so on. And then to have all these measures which has been impacted for half of a year or 6 or 8 months in 2010 to be for the full year in place for in 2011. For regarding licensing, the question was our ability to have in-licensed product.
Are we seeing more deals? Are we being more successful in new
in licensing
deals?
In licensing
and in particular GP deals.
Okay, for in licensing deal, we are now open to have a different kind of deal, and we are ready also to have deal in which we have to develop to manage as we did for Silodosin, the clinical development for European or Middle East or Mediterranean countries. We have some project on the table, and this is the reason why we have already included in our P&L target for 2010 some upfront payment for this. Regarding the product, we are more now focusing our activity to specialistic type of product because it's easier to find this kind of deal in the market. It's not so easy to find product for the GP, but we are moving our attention, our effort to more specialistic type of product.
Thank you.
Bye.
Question comes from James Vane-Tempest from Jefferies. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much for taking my questions. I just have a couple of questions on the financials and also on the products. Firstly, on the guidance and particularly the upgrade, I was wondering if you can give a sense in terms of where you see the operational improvements coming from your expectations at the start of the year, because there's an implicit margin uplift between what you gave previously and where you are today. And then secondly, on the financials, very good working capital improvements at the nine-month stage. And I just wondering if you could give a sense in terms of what was driving those improvements. And then lastly, on the financials, in terms of the upfronts and the royalties and net revenues, can you just give a sense in terms of what we can expect in terms of upfront revenues over the next few years, just to help us understand that line item and where potential improvements in that can come from as well? Thank you.
E abbiamo migliorato l'EBIT. Il secondo non ho capito.
La prima domanda esattamente.
The EBIT. What is driving the improvement?
Okay.
In
the in the third quarter, essentially, because we have increased our EBIT in the first quarter. But as usual, my suggestion is not to have to take only a quarter as a clear benchmark, because Yes, we are improving our EBIT compared to our guidance mainly to two facts. One is the better performance of Zanidip, of Lercanidipina, compared to the expectation that there is some sort of erosion but is lower than expected. And We have also more upfront payment than we expected. In our business plan, there was some contribution due to the upfront payment, but in the reality, these upfront payments are higher than what we have forecasted. And third important element, we have a strong performance in our orphan business. We increase sales grew by 25%, and there is a strong increase also in the profitability of the business, more important than we expected. Then the main driver in the business are the Canipina sales decrease less than what we have in our assumption, upfront payment, and very good performance in the rare disease.
Okay, so it's more gross margins then, which are driving the guidance uplift from a margin perspective for this year and next year. Is that fair?
Yes. Well, I can say that the improvement in our EBIT margin compared to our expectation is mainly driven by gross margin, while in terms of cost we have the reorganization put in place and no surprise in terms of S and G&A expenses. In terms of R&D, we have, if we consider the new development, upfront payment for new development, we will have higher cost in R&D compared to what we expected. Then the main driver is the gross profit, able to offset also an increase in the R&D for the new development. This is one point. Regarding the cash flow, yes, I agree with you. In the quarter, there was a very impressive improvement of our working capital, but it's usual to have our receivable reduced at the end of September. We are working actively to check and to control the level of stock and so on, that nothing extraordinary. The usual good management of our working capital. The third question was upfront payment. Obviously, the upfront payments are mainly linked to new licensing out agreement. We have some down payment which are also due to renewal of existing contracts. This is normally when there is some contract which is expiring, we can renew having some sort of down payment. But the main part are linked to silodosin and pitavastatin, and normally in our agreement we have upfront payment at the signature and then upfront payment at the reimbursement or at the launch. Then we expect also in 2011 to have significant level of upfront payment, and in 2012 to be reduced, the down payment will be reducing because we expect in 2012 to have the impact from sales of product to our licensees. In 2011 will be comparable, we will see, but comparable to what we have achieved or we expect to achieve in 2010.
And apologies for it. So the upfront payments would be related to what then next year?
To be related essentially to some new contract to be signed. We have other countries in which we have not signed the contract for both silodosin and pitavastatin, but mainly to the launch of silodosin and pitavastatin, because part of the upfront are linked to the launch in the market or to part of the milestone are linked to the achievement of the reimbursement status. And then we expect in 2011 to have reimbursement for pitavastatin, and the majority of the upfront payment or milestone are linked to this event.
Okay, thank you. And then the two product questions I have are, firstly, on lercanidipine, if we can just relate this for a second to the 100 million revenues which you've kind of given an anticipation for in 2012. Do you see the performance which you've had year to date as almost like an extra in terms of what you're going to have at that point in time, or do you see, I suppose, a more rapid decline over the next few years? Any kind of flavor you can give us related to the 100 million number you've given previously would be helpful. And then lastly, on Orphan Europe, given the strong performance year to date, are there any one-offs or organic underlying improvements, and again in terms of new momentum for this division looking into next year, can you give us any indication of when additional products either may be launched or rolled out, particularly CarbaGlue in the US? Thank you.
Okay, let's comment on Lercanidipine. Lercanidipine is doing well. It's doing in this quarter, the performance in this quarter is in line with our expectation, but we confirm what we have announced in our business plan. We expect some other erosion of sales for Lercanidipine in 2011 and 12. Mainly, we could expect a price reduction in Spain based on reference price. We expect to be introducing beginning 2011 in Spain. We expect further erosion in France and a small erosion also in Italy. Then there is no element to change for the time being today our assumption in the business plan. Regarding the other products for CarbaGlue, I can confirm that the objective for CarbaGlue is to start selling directly CarbaGlue in the US, and I think we expect to be able to supply some product in the US by the end of 2010. But for sure in 2011 we are selling directly CarbaGlue in US through a very small organization as a starting point for entering in the US market. Then regarding the other new product, we for product to be sold, the main effort now is focused on the launch of Silodosin and for the launch of Pitavastatin. Regarding our offer business, here the main driver will be also in 2011 the development of the current portfolio, but we are also working to find and to reinforce our pipeline. But in short term, we don't expect to have other products in the market because we have room for growing our corporate product in our orphan business in 2011. But the main effort here is to find product to be developed and to reinforce the pipeline rather than the product portfolio in short time.
That's great, Fritz. Thank you.
All right.
Once again, that's star one to ask a question. Your next question comes from Elisa Corghi from Intermonte.
Yes, hello. I've got two questions. The first one regards the amount of depreciation and amortization charges in your P&L in third quarter, which were further lower compared to first quarter and second quarter. So if you can just help me to understand if some license was fully amortized or what happened here. And the second question regards the tax rate, because once again you reported a very low tax rate, so I was wondering if you are enjoying some fiscal benefits this year as it was the case in 2009, or if it's just a matter of estimates and accounts. Thank you very much.
Okay. Regarding amortization and depreciation, I can comment regarding 2009, there is a decrease in 2009 essentially due to the termination of the amortization of the lump sum paid in UK for acquiring the rights of Lercanidipine, and this has been amortized the main part in the until the end of 2009 and a minor part in the first two quarters of 2010. Then it's both decrease compared to 2009 and also small decrease compared to the first two quarters is linked to the amortization of Zanidip rights paid in UK when we acquired from NAP the rights for selling directly at Lercanidipine in the UK. Regarding the tax rate, there is no exceptional item, it is the normal tax rate which is linked to our business, to the distribution of our business in different subsidiaries and so on. And there is no specific item in 2010.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Once again, to to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Martino De Ambrogi from Equita.
Yeah, follow up on the product under negotiation to be finalized likely by year end. Just to have a flavor of what is exactly, so in terms of phase 2, phase 3 already on the market, what are you planning?
Okay, let me say that I cannot comment a lot on this product because it's under negotiation, and but I can say in general what is our approach in this kind of deal. The approach is to have rights for, as I said, essentially specialty product for which we are prepared to manage clinical development for Europe and to have rights for at least the European market, but we would like also to have Middle East, Mediterranean countries, and so on. Then we are talking about one product comparable, I would say, with silodosin when we acquired the rights in 2005 or 2006. Then some sort of risk linked to development, because we are not talking about product already developed, but we are talking of product in the development phase. But as usual, it's not in the phase 2, but is in some sort of period in the phase 3 for which we have to develop for sure, to manage for sure the clinical development in Europe. But we don't want to comment on this. This will be, if because we have not yet signed the contract, I would like to underline this, we could finish our 2010 year without having signed any contract, and then the target will be different. We have included this amount because it's significant, could be paid, and we would like to be transparent with the market and to give target which includes something that could be possible. But it's not here the case to comment on the product. It's something that is in line with our in-line strategy, not nothing extraordinary, something in line with our in-line strategy.
Okay, perfect. If I may, a last question on the financial costs. I don't know if I lost it, but this quarter there was something exceptional, I think.
It's not exceptional. We have a normal level of distribution of cost for financial cost and financial revenue. Exchange loss or gain are different quarter by quarter. We had very positive gain in the second quarter, and we have not the same level of gain in the third quarter. This is essentially the reason why we have this different distribution of in this line in the financial expense. It's essentially linked to the gain in or losses, mainly linked to the level of the exchange rate between US dollar and euro.
Okay, and the last follow-up on net working capital, you mentioned the generation in Q3 is usual, but just to understand what's the trend for the last quarter.
I think there is no exceptional item, and then in the last quarter we expected to have a generation of for the full year, I would say, generation which in line with the development of the business. Then there is no particular element or exceptional element in the third quarter result. Then we have a decrease in the receivable, but this in line with the decrease that we have in our revenue and so on. But I can say that we continue to manage carefully our working capital.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Bye.
Your next question comes from James Vane-Tempest from Jefferies. Please ask your question.
Thank you. Just one quick follow-up question on Zanipress. Just wondering if you can give a comment on the performance in the third quarter. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we in the third quarter, sales of our combination, it's in the region of 8.3 million euro, with the total sales of the combination for the first 9 months at 22.8 million, which means that we are growing with our sales of the combination.
I was just looking at the sales to licenses for the third quarter. Were those in decline? Have I got those numbers right? And if so, is it a stocking issue, or is there any information you can give on that, please?
Yes, it's mainly due to 2009 stock for some important launch, in particular for the launch in France.
Okay,
in particular for sales to licensees, we could have this trend which can appear strange, but is linked to stock level of stock, in particular at the beginning of one product, when we launch one product, stock to the licensees. But no particular problem, negative trend regarding the combination. This is mainly due to the level of sales to our licensees, mainly in France.
Thanks.
Once again, that's star one to ask a question. There are no further questions.
Okay, if there are no further questions, we can finish our call here, and thank you all for attending.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.